And welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and if you're up for some holiday music, there is some that you can savor, both right here and now, and also if you happen to be in Madison on December 9th, that's this Saturday, the Madison Bach Musicians will present their 7th annual Baroque Holiday Concert, and that'll be at the First Congregational Church in Madison, 8 o'clock. Their ringmaster is here, Trevor Stevenson, and he has some samples of Christmas's past.
Yes, right. In fact, we even could start with one from that was recorded at First Congregational Church a couple years ago. I can't believe it's our 7th year already for this. We just love doing this offering. We always, you know, try to mix it up and offer some new things each time, and some old, some new. And this year we're going to have Alisa Jordheim will be soprano soloist, and Josh Copeland will be a bass soloist, and Kangwon Kim, our concertmaster, will be leading the charge in Vivaldi's The Winter from the Four Seasons.
Leading the charge, you've been listening to the 1812 Overture.
Right. Without canon, however.
And so let's take a view into Christmas's past, if you will. Previous performances by the Madison Bach musicians.
Right.
What do we have?
This is a kind of an arrangement of Greensleeves that starts with a vocal quartet singing What Child Is This, and then it goes off into just an instrumental version of the Greensleeves tune, arranged by one of our violinists, Brandy Berry, and it kind of winds itself up into almost an Irish-type dance. And this is recorded at First Congregational by Wisconsin Public Radio in December of 2015.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Thank you.
Well, it's one of those tunes that you might say Greensleeves wears well.
It does, right. And you can do, you know, 5 variations or 105 variations. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's like a jazz set, you know.
So that was the Madison Bach Musicians as they were, what,
2015, right,
15.
At First Congregational Church, and the lovely acoustic there, and two violins and harpsichord and cello. And it started with a vocal quartet singing the What Child Is This? And then kind of, you know, segued right into the instrumental version with variation.
Bach, speaking of Madison Bach Musicians, very helpful in providing holiday repertory.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, right. It was he was a busy bee, one of the three busy bees. Right?
That's
so,
right.
The next piece we're actually going to hear is not a holiday rep per se. It's actually from the Easter thing. This is from the St. John Passion, but it features our soloist, Alisa Jordheim, who will be on the holiday concert.
Sure, she's performed this Saturday. On the midday before.
And it's perhaps the most upbeat piece in the St. John Passion. It's with Ich folge dir gleichfalls, I will follow you, O Lord, anywhere you go. Kind of thing. And it's just with two flutes and continuo and kind of a racing around soprano soloist.
Hang on.
Und lasse dich nicht, mein Leben, mein Licht.
Madison Bach musicians. We're doing a little bit of a retrospective for the next few minutes by way of getting in some holiday music and then also mentioning this concert coming Saturday night, December 9th. 7:15 would be the entertaining pre-concert talk by Artistic Director Trevor Stevenson. It all takes place at the First Congregational Church in Madison. The concert starts at 8 Saturday night.
And we just heard Elisa Jordheim singing from live at the St. John Passion Performances in April of earlier this year, and that was at First Unitarian Society. We're kind of moving all over town today with various locations.
But holiday sampler.
Yeah, and Elisa will be featured not only in the Bach Cantata number 32 that we'll be doing this Saturday night, but also in one of Vivaldi's wilder pieces about, you know, a very kind of a wrathful piece, so not so holiday, but lots of fun. And that will be followed by Vivaldi's Winter. And you can hear him using his own, recycling his own material the wrathful piece. And then it ends up in Winter.
What is the wrathful piece?
Oh, it's called the Oh Lord, your wrath is always justified thing, right?
and therefore, we will suffer through winter.
Right, and then you will hear Winter from Four Seasons, and it's very similar material, right? Vivaldi's angry mode,
angry that I have to write so much stuff all the time.
And how it's all just fabulous. It's writing.
And now I believe the Savior of the Heathen is hand.
And this is an Advent cantata that Bach composed early in his career when he was working at Weimar in about 1715. And so this is traditionally done at the beginning of the holiday season, around the first week of December. And this is a performance Madison Bach did in December of 2015, the same one that we heard the Greensleeves performance from, and that's at First Congregational. This is the opening of Cantata 61. It's a very serious piece and very experimental. You hear Bach using the French overture style and the strings. It's very kind of a fleet, dotted rhythm versus the long lines in the vocal soloist singing, the hymn of Now Comes the Savior of the Heathen. So the super slow versus super fast, and then they all roll together.
Nun kommt der Heiden Highland, a bit of that famous work by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Right, yeah, I'm using the old hymn tune, and the very strange kind of, I always call it a vortex-like melody, a kind of black hole moves in on itself, and that with the strings going in that very, you know, fleet French overture style. So I think it still sounds like experimental music, and
well,
Bach
I,
of
I
the
guess
avant-garde.
It was. Yeah, he was avant-garde, wasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
In some ways still is.
I can't imagine what the parishioners in his church really thought. I just really can't.
At times they had issues, apparently.
There were, as it were, emails, yeah.
Today,
snarky.
Yeah. Today it would be snarky emails. That's right. He wrote snarky ones back. That's
and he right. did, right. Oh, I love So, and this performance is actually going to be featured on, it's going to be available on the WPR archives later today, and was played, I guess, yesterday on Laurie Skelton's show as well. So,
Wisconsin Classical, yeah.
Uh-huh. So this Saturday night's Madison Bach Baroque Holiday Concert, we'll be doing a complete Bach cantata, which is number 32. It's a dialogue cantata for soprano and bass and oboe and strings and continuo. And Bach loved this formula where the soprano is like the searching soul. It's an allegory. And then Jesus is the bass, and they're talking with each other, kind of trying to find each other. And then in the end, they do. So it's it's as much theater as you're going to get in the Lutheran church at that time. One of the opening movement of this Cantata 32, Liebste Jesu, mein Verlangen, is it's the most touching dialogue between the oboe and the soprano, setting up the calling out to Jesus. So, that's again this Saturday night on the Baroque Holiday.
And then
concert.
Looking back into the past, not so dim and misty, that right. past of the Madison Bach musicians, we find some Handel.
Right, and this is from a performance, this is the oldest recording we're playing today, from 2008, and this is recorded at Grace Episcopal Church on the square here at Madison, and this is Madison Bach musicians doing Handel's For Unto Us a Child is Born, which is, of course, extremely seasonal, this is all done kind of like two on a part throughout, two sopranos, two altos, two tenors, two basses, two oboes, and a string complement of a similar size, like two per part. And I just love the transparency of the texture and the energy of this.
The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace,
unto us a child is born.
Unto us a child is born.
Unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
Unto us
a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Unto us a child is born,
unto us a child is born,
unto us
a son is given, unto us a son is given,
unto us.
The crowd loved it.
Yay!
Back a few years ago, the Madison Bach musicians, when they were performing from Handel's Messiah for Unto Us. That was at Grace Episcopal, one of their venues, the one coming up this Saturday night, being the First Congregational Church in Madison, another popular place for music, a lot of music.
Baroque Holiday Concert number 7.0.
That's right, 7.0. And this Saturday at 7:15 is the pre-concert talk. 8 o'clock is the performance of the Baroque Holiday Concert, brought to you by the Madison Bach musicians. Their founder and director, Trevor Stevenson, has shared some of their stuff from years past with us during this half hour. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.